I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root artist feature. I have the pleasure today of talking with artist Mike Black. Mike, how you doing?
Fantastic, man. Good to be here. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Before we really get started, I don't think we've ever talked about music, but I just feel like in our brief conversations over multiple occurrences that you're a music fan.
I am.
What type of music really speaks to you?
I mean, I know this sounds like a kind of cop-out kind of answer, but I mean, it just depends on the day, man. I'm a fan of all music. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad, you know? I am a huge fan of hip-hop, jazz music, blues music. I mean, I like indie music. I like folk music. I like old country. I don't like anything past about 1950s in the country-wise, so I guess that would be more bluesy as well. But, I mean, if it's good, it's good, man, and it is what it is.
Well, I wanted to get your perspective on that because being in Atlanta, the music scene has been pretty good to this city, and being in the art community that's sort of emerging, have you seen any parallels between maybe how the music industry has sort of grown and matured versus maybe where the arts scene is right now and where it could grow to?
Well, I feel like there's a lot more money in the music industry. So, I mean, that alone, I mean, that sets the precedent right there. You can't do much as an artist or a creative person if you don't have the funding to back it up. I mean, you can only go so far. But creative mind-wise, I mean, there's huge parallels. I mean, there's a huge pool of talent here in Atlanta on all sides. You know, there's great musicians, there's great painters, there's great sculptors, there's great dancers, there's great producers, directors. I mean, it's all happening here. It's just, I feel like it just depends on where the money's at as to how high or how far things are going to go.
Have you seen much collaboration, cross-collaboration between those two pockets of people here in the city?
Absolutely. I mean, but it's down, you know, at the grassroots level. It's just friends hanging out more than anything else. I've got a lot of musician friends, and I've got visual artist friends that will do, you know, show posters or, you know, album covers and whatnot. But it's not, you know, it's more or less just friends doing friends favors, you know, the barter system. You give me an album, I'll give you a CD cover, you know, something like that.
Well, when it comes to your art, one of the things that I've noticed is, at least with your public-facing work, it seems like you're very much someone who likes to connect with a space and create for a space.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I feel like the spaces have things to offer already. I mean, it's kind of like a little present as an artist. It's like, here, I'm here. I've already got this going on. You just come and play off what I've got here for you. So it's also, I feel like it's important to actually react to a space as opposed to just coming in and putting something on the wall. I mean, that can work in some situations, but I feel like me personally, I like to have a conversation with where I'm at, and I feel like in doing that, the viewer could come in and kind of feed off of that and see, maybe look at the space in a different light. Like, oh, wow, I didn't even realize that was going on over there, but, you know, since I've highlighted that, however I may have, it sparks some interest in the brain, and you start checking things out in a different way and seeing things that are always there, but you may never have noticed before.
Your work, from that of it I've seen, has this very large scale component of it also. And I wanted to ask you about some of your other work that is smaller scale, which we have here in the studio. This might be a first, actually. I don't know if I've ever had the privilege of having some work from an artist actually in the studio as we're talking. So I have one of your pieces here. It's in the chair. I'll turn it around.
There it is.
From the Wonder Root CSA. And this was part of a series of smaller pieces that you made for individuals. So I'm curious about your process and how it might have been different creating for a large space versus creating individual smaller works.
Well, see, I kind of cheated because I approached this in a way that it is 30 individual pieces, but they are intended in my mind to be as a whole. So you may have seen some images of them on the wall, and it's a, when they're all together, it's a big piece, but you know, I had to figure out a way to bring my mind down from what, you know, my large scale, what I usually do, you know, the big stuff. I had to figure out how to break it down and give it to somebody for their house. You know, like, I can't be making giant sculptures for people's houses. It just, I mean, I could, but it, you know, it doesn't work out always. So this is actually the first time that I had the chance to dive into smaller works, which I enjoyed. It's definitely not, you know, my first inclination. I don't want to, I don't know. I'm more of a site-specific, big, large-scale kind of guy, but I mean, these kind of reflect that as well. They've got presence. They're not little tiny dinky pieces. They're there. They're made out of raw materials that are sculptural materials. So I don't know. I don't know where I just went with that whole tangent that I just went on, but
well,
reel me back in.
No, I will ask you about your materials in a second, but the connection between the public and one of your larger site-specific pieces versus the connection between your work and an individual for these smaller pieces, how does that feel different to you? Because when you're creating something in this large space where everyone may have this shared experience, shared viewing of it versus an individual who looks, or, you know, a smaller group who will see one of these smaller pieces. Did you think about that differently? Do you consider that a different conversation between you and the viewer?
No, I approach it in my mind the same way. I'm looking at it the same way. I'm just trying to figure out how to hone it all in. Like with the large scale pieces, I mean, I'm making those for, yeah, obviously larger audiences to investigate and whatnot. But I mean, I'm making these for the same reasons. I want to take things that are in our everyday lives that, you know, we see, but we don't necessarily take a look at, a good look at, where with like the spaces that I choose or that I like to work with the large pieces are, you know, sometimes not the prettiest, most conventional spots to put artwork in, but I'm trying to get people to see things differently, take advantage of what they've got that's already there. It's free. It's for you. There's nobody telling you can't look at it. You don't have to pay a cover charge to get in there and check it out. And I'm trying to make your life and my life better just by throwing something out there for you to pass by and see for 2 seconds. And, you know, maybe you will. Maybe it'll make your day a little bit better. You know, maybe it won't, but it's there. With these, I had to figure out how to take that mindset and bring it into somebody's home, and that's where the material choices came in. The materials are all also site-specific, but site-specific in a roundabout way. They all came from the streets of Atlanta, whereas the sculptures are on the streets of Atlanta, or want to be. These are all things that I've found throughout, I don't know, the past year, I'd say, that I've just been collecting. Why I didn't know at the time, but then this project popped up and it fell into my lap basically. So yeah, I wanted to take bits and pieces of our city and, you know, use the skills that I have that I've accumulated and, put together some pieces for individuals' homes that also reflect our everyday lives out in the streets of Atlanta. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And for our listeners out there, just so you'll have some reference, I'll take a picture of this piece so that you don't feel like we're just talking abstractly about something. So we'll post a picture of this piece online so you can have a good look at that. But going back to your choices for materials, how do you accumulate materials? How do you work through materials? Maybe even finding out which materials don't work for you.
Trial and error, man.
Okay.
It's like I collect. I'm not a hoarder, but I do collect things. And it's just, I mean, over time, I've found I'm finding that I'm collecting the same type of stuff. But I mean, on a general basis level, I just if I like something or if it catches my eye and sparks some sort of something, I'll try to go back and pick it up.
So what is this made out of?
That's made out of concrete, actually. So with those pieces, I found those the metal pieces that are in this series. I found behind a building, and I needed another component for the series. So I took just bags and bags of dirt from behind this building, and then I mixed it in with the concrete. So that would be another element of, you know, something from our city. So this is just found wood that came from a Grant Park home remodel. So the frame is found wood that I found in my neighborhood that somebody was throwing away. And then the concrete is just concrete and dirt from this grimy old back of a building.
You also made a video where you traversed around the city and got some great visuals of some of the public art. I want to get your perspective on what public art means and why it's important for you to, I guess, contribute to that.
Well, public art to me is very important, and I feel like I hope that that's where art will continue to grow and move for the future. Because again, like, it's public art is there for everyone, for everybody to enjoy. You know, you don't have to go out and, you know, go to a gallery or, you know, go to an opening. You can just be an everyday type of person and get to check stuff out, you know? And so that video was kind of me paying tribute to and also getting out there to everybody that hasn't seen it, like all the great things that are happening in Atlanta. Because for a while, there was, I don't know, I guess up until about 4 years ago, when Living Walls and Elevate and all that good stuff started going down, there wasn't a whole lot of contemporary public art happening in Atlanta. There was, you know, lots of old Olympic type sculptures and whatnot that were put here specifically to make Atlanta look cultured when the Olympics came through. But, you know, all these pieces that I was showcasing are, you know, very important to me, and I feel like they're very important to our city. And that video is just me spreading the word, spreading the gospel of what's happening.
From a dialogue standpoint, you mentioned you wanting to make sure that people saw that these works were important to our city. Where does that dialogue need to happen more, just so that people can either stop and pay more attention or engage more meaningfully?
It just depends. I mean, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I feel like just putting it out there is a step in the right direction. I mean, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But if it's out there, then there's a chance for all that good stuff to go down that you're talking about. Like, meaningful conversations will come. They will arise. People will take notice. You know, how that all will go down, you know, I don't know, but putting the work out there and having the organizations that will back that to make these projects happen is, that's really what I'm more interested in, what I want to focus on is just to get the work out there, because it's still in baby stages here in the city. So before you can even get to the deeper questions, the work's got to be there first.
Well, let's stay right there then, because I think that there are, as you mentioned, a lot of artists who want to create work for the public, but maybe don't always know about the best ways to go about that. And even if you're in a community where you would like to see more of that, there may not be the best mechanisms to invite artists out. So maybe in terms of building those bridges, what needs to happen more in that space just to help facilitate more work being brought to the public?
To let the public know, I mean, organizations like you guys, I mean, Wonder Root does a good job of letting people know. And honestly, it's a big part of the artist's job to let people know what's out there. And I mean, I don't know, the right connections, the right networking, letting the right people know what's going on will let the people know. I personally, I mean, social networking is a good way to get stuff out there. I mean, if you're feeling passionate about some work that you've done, you want people to know about it, get up there and let the people know. Starts at the base level. But there's, I don't know, there's not that many outlets to let people know. There's you guys, there's, you've got your typical, you got Burn Away, you've got all that stuff, but I feel like that's more based in the art community. Like, that's news for us as creative people and artists. So I'm not sure how to get the word out to the masses. I think that's needs to be a bigger entity out there to spread the word to the people that aren't in our circles, you know? That makes sense.
It does. It does. And maybe someone who is listening to this conversation
can answer our question for us.
Can answer that question and maybe, I guess, contribute some energy to making that happen, or at least letting us know, or letting the rest of the public know how that could happen a lot more effectively. You've been in Atlanta for about 9 years, right?
Yeah, about 9 years.
And you have obviously developed a very strong attachment to Atlanta. You're from Seattle. How has your work changed over this 9 year span in terms of both your technical art practice as well as your process, and maybe even just with you being in concert with your environment?
Well, it has a lot to do with being in concert with my environment. I mean, I haven't been practicing art for that whole 9 years. I mean, I've dabbled, sketches and bad backyard graffiti. But as time has passed, studied sculpture at Georgia State, did some art school at Kennesaw, and I finally found my niche, I guess. And it's all based around graffiti and street art. Those are things that have always, kept me paying attention. And you can see that in my sculptural work. It's the colors, the locations. It's basically, to me, just a three-dimensional piece of graffiti. So as the more I cruise around and notice things, the more my art develops. So it's just me being in conversation with what's around me. I'll see a spot on a building, like a downspout, and I'm like, that's a good spot for something. Somebody needs to do something there. Or, I'll see somebody else's work that will then inspire me. Like, I'll see a dope throw up or something, and I'll like, those colors look great together, or maybe those colors look terrible together. I will never use that. But it's just, being around your hometown, your environment, your local environment, and taking it all in, and trying to give back as well.
Well, as a man about town, I would love for you to give our listeners maybe two or three places in the city that they could go visit that inspire you creatively.
Three places that inspire me creatively. That's a good question. Kind of goes back to the music thing. It just depends on the day, man. There's times where I like to go hang out, or used to like to go hang out on the goat farm and just be out there, by yourself and with all the decay and, remnants of the past. I enjoy stuff like that, going urban exploring, abandoned buildings, seeing what's inside. And there's always great graffiti, big giant pieces in those abandoned buildings. So I can't give you a specific place, but they're around. They're for sure around. Another good inspiring places are shows, going to see shows, music venues, anywhere where you can interact with other creative people. But I can't, off the top of my head, think of three specific places that are just inspiring spots for me. Everything inspires me. This room is inspiring me right now.
Fair enough. As we wrap up, what's next for you?
What's next for me?
Yeah.
Well, I recently got married. I've got a baby on the way.
That's big.
That's huge, man.
Yeah.
Life is changing in a good way. I'm excited about that. I've got a show that opens July 11th with another Atlanta artist, Andrew Boatwright, and an artist from Wisconsin, I think, Sandra Erbacher. And it's July 11th through August 30th at the Atlanta Contemporary Art Center. It'll be a good show. I've got some big plans. I'm sure everybody else does too. I've also got in my back pocket some public art ideas that I'm going to do on my own. I'm going to do some on the sly guerrilla type installations. And on a work note or another creative note, Dashboard Co-op, you can find me always somewhere in some dirty, dark corner, dirty, doing something with Dashboard. And for those of you who don't know, Dashboard Co-op is a local nonprofit arts organization that activates raw space with creative everything from performances to music and mostly visual art. And we've been focusing a lot lately on big installation work. We just had a show recently wrap up called Cosms. It was a huge success. We brought in 10 or 11 artists from around, some local artists, an artist from New Orleans, some artists from New York, and it turned out really well. So, and there's some good things in the works with Dashboard. We've got big things happening, so keep an eye out for Dashboard Co-op for sure.
Give that information for the site.
Dashboardcoop.org.
All right.
That's it.
All right. Mike Black, let everyone know how they can get in contact with you or find out more about your work or just where they can bump into some of your art.
You can check my work out at mikeblackart.blogspot.com. That's where I try to keep, you know, my newer stuff posted. Right now, I don't have anything up, I don't think, at the moment. Next big piece will be the contemporary. So that's it. But yeah, keep a lookout on the old interweb Blogspot. I post stuff on Facebook on the regular. I've got a little art page on Facebook. But yeah, I'm around. Keep an eye out.
Mike Black, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, my friend.